Not too bad. It's a nice day, a little chillier than normal, and I'm okay with that.
Well, it's going to be 70 this afternoon. It's going to be gorgeous. And, you know, Saturday is going to be fun, too, for the Mr. Lake Geneva pageant. Now, we'll start with your name is Danny Zintek. Where do you work?
Yes. So I am a entrepreneur. I own Danny Z's Woodworking out of Burlington, and I build custom home furnishings like legacy furniture, dining tables, beds, benches, you know, the stuff that you can have conversations around and stuff that's designed to be heirloom.
All right. So you do plenty of wood jokes.
Yes, I do. I certainly do. I like to tell people my name is Danny and I like to play with wood.
All right. Well, what charity are you working with wood for?
Lift for the 22. They are a nonprofit based out of Milwaukee, and their purpose is to raise funds to be able to purchase gym memberships for veterans who otherwise might not be able to purchase them, you know, if they're on hard times, stuff like that. Lift for the 22 goes out and pays for a membership for that veteran because physical fitness is such an important part of not just veteran, but anybody's behavioral health.
Yeah, and mental health too. I mean, the more physically fit you feel, generally the better you feel in all the other ways, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And
Even though I don't really embody that, but you know, that's all right.
any significance to the number 22? I'm thinking there is.
Yeah. So, statistically speaking, 22 veterans a day commit suicide. So it's kind of symbolic to try to drive the point home behind that with the name.
Yeah, my friend J-Matt did a push-up challenge related to that 20 did where he's done 22 push-ups every day on video to help spread awareness of that. So it's one of the reasons I knew that. It's an excellent charity to play for. And now, so why did you agree to be a Mr. Lake Geneva contestant for all of this?
You know, I think the jury's still out on that one. I was part of the original pageant for 2022, and out of the 10 contestants there, I came in top 10, so I'm okay with that. But you know, when Kelly asked me to be, I guess you say the comeback kid, it was a no-brainer, really. It's just such a fun time with a great group of guys. And you know, the chance to raise money for any type of charity is always something I like to do.
So you're wanting to raise money for Lift for the 22, a particular talent kind of thing going on?
So I did stand up in 2022. I think I'm going to stick with that, but maybe a little bit of a twist to it this year. For the last time, I kind of roasted all my fellow contestants, but I think this time I'm going to leave them alone.
You're not going to treat him like Tom Brady?
No.
Okay. So your plan is to stand with a twist. So I assume you're holding back the big surprises for the actual pageant on Saturday. And who do you think is your biggest competition here in the pageant?
You know, they're all such great guys. I think just from a fundraising standpoint, Fats is probably the top contender. And plus, you know, personality-wise, very similar to him. Neither of us seem to be afraid to be up on stage making idiots of ourselves. So, yeah, I think Fats is probably the top contender right now.
He was noting that a little bit too. We talked to him last hour. So yeah, it is going to be stiff competition. So your actual talent is going to be a bit of a surprise, but it does involve standing.
Yeah, stand-up comedy.
I like it. All right, no, that's good. And if there's some roasting involved, that could be very fun too. If you need help as a writer, just let me know. I can be as snarky as any of them.
Sure.
All right. Well, hey, good luck in the pageant, Danny. And you got to make sure you get your tickets for the pageant on Saturday, Mr. Lake Geneva. It's going to be a great time. We'll be talking with more contestants and see how you're sizing up against the competition here, Danny, pretty soon. So good luck, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.